You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you. And pick up your copy today.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello, everyone. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. We're located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I'm Minister Under Jordan, sitting in the studio today. Just want to shout out to our pastors, Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson. Thank you, our listeners that tune in faithfully every Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. right here on your radio dial. We are always appreciative for the platform and the opportunity to share the Word of God, the good news of the gospel, that hearts would be encouraged, that we would all be strengthened through the Word. Today we want to talk about new, embracing the new, stepping into your new, walking into the new that God has for you. I want to read a scripture really quick from 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7. Everything, God is making all things new. Okay, so 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17 reads, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Let me read it again. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. "Therefore, if any man, any human, be in Christ, he is a new creature, new creation. All things, all ways, all habits are passed away. And behold, all things are become new." Verse 18, "And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Christ Jesus, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." We have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So it's a wonderful message from the scripture today in 2 Corinthians 5. We read 17 through 23. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, if I'm a Christ being, if I'm a Christ follower, he has made me new. I'm a new creation. God wants us to embrace the new that he has done. God wants us to accept and embrace the finished work of Jesus Christ. Sometimes we are still in bondage to the old you, the old me. Sometimes we're still struggling in the area of our identity, but we have a new nature. We are a new creation. I have a new identity in Christ. That old movie, The Bourne Identity, he woke up and he did not know who he was. They had given him a new identity. Christ, through his birth, through his death, through his burial, through his resurrection power, he has redeemed us back to the Father. He has made all things new when we accept him. He makes all things new. Our old is expunged. That's a word. That's a legal term. It's expunged. It cannot be held against us anymore. Whatever you were, whatever I was, whatever I did, whatever I said, however my conduct was before Christ, he's made me new. And I want to say, even my shortcomings after I accepted him, he has made me new. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, are you in Christ? Where are you at? What is your spiritual position? Are you in Christ? Have you come into Christ? Have you come into relationship and intimacy with Christ? Do you belong to Christ? Therefore, if any man is in Christ, we can't be out of Christ and have this. This is for those of us that have accepted him and are hidden in Christ, covered with the blood of Jesus Christ, under the shadow, the wing of the Almighty in Christ. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. I'm not that old creature. And some of us, if we tell the truth, what a creature we were. What a creature we were. Think about the old creature movies, the old Frankenstein madness movies, the old monster movies. What a creature we were. But when we came and accepted Christ, Christ was able to transform the monster in us. Christ was able to transform the doctor, the Mr. Hyde in us. Christ, he was able to do it. He was able to restore all things through his shed blood, his redemptive power, the application of his blood to my life, him dying on the cross for the remission of my sins. He made a new creature out of me. And now I no longer live to my old ways, old sinful desires, old lust of the flesh, old wicked ways. But now I've come alive in Christ. I was dead in trespass and sin, but now today I've come alive in Christ. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. God is reaching out to us today to get in Christ. God is giving us the opportunity today to become a new creation in Christ. It does not matter who you were. It does not matter your past. We see it in the scriptures. Look at the woman that poured the ointment on Christ's feet, Mary Magdalene, they say, out of whom Christ cast out seven demons, they say. She came and she washed his feet with her tears, and she took the expensive ointment perfume and she poured it all on him that had the power to redeem, that had the power to save us from our sins, that had the power to transform our lives. New. I declare new today over us, new walk in Christ, new love in Christ. Let me read this other scripture. John 13, 34. Let me flip really quick. John 13, 34 says, a new commandment, Jesus speaking, I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. A new commandment I give you, that you love one another like I have loved you. New creation in Christ means we have a new love walk, means that I'm no longer the old creature with the no love walk, but I have a new love walk. I love after the heart of the Father. I love like Jesus did. A new commandment, a new commandment that supersedes the old commandment, a higher level of commandment, a higher level of love, that I love like Jesus loved me. How did he love me, you ask? Did you see him hanging on the cross for you and I? Did you see him when they pressed a crown of thorns in his scalp and head? And did you see him when they pressed those thorns, were probably like 2 inches, when they pressed that on him? Did you see him take that for you and I? A new love, a love that will endure the cross for me to be saved, for you to be saved, for you to be redeemed, for me to be redeemed, for you to be transformed, for you to be renewed, for you to, for things to be remitted, paid in full by his blood, paid in full by his death, paid in full by his resurrection power, paid in full, a new love. Surely we can love like the one that has loved us enough to do all of that and more. Did you see him when they pierced him in his side and out of his side came blood and water? Did you see him when they took the hammer and probably what? 4-inch, 6-inch nails? We don't know, but historically, there is research and data. When they took the hammer, the mallet, and they nailed him on the cross, when they spit on him, when they beat him, when they flogged him, and his back, his face was unrecognizable. There was no beauty to be desired in him. Can you see what he has done? Can you look at what the Lord has done? New, he says. And yet sometimes here we are struggling in the old. Sometimes here we are struggling with old identity. Sometimes here we are wandering around lost in an identity crisis, not realizing who he has called us to be. His blood was not shed in vain. His blood was not shed in vain. New, 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 new. I declare new for you and I today. I declare we will embrace the good news of the gospel. We will embrace the finished work of Christ. We will embrace who he's called and made us to be. Sons, joint heirs. Knowing who we are in Christ, knowing his authority, knowing what he's done, what he's given us, what he's allocated us. His name is above all names. His power is omnipotent. He's delegated. Use my name. I give it to you. Use my authority. Walk in it. Use my word. Declare it. And everything must be subject. He's given us dominion. He's given us keys. He's given us power. He's given us authority. We must walk in it. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, I'm in Christ. I'm in Christ. I'm in him, and I don't want to be out of him. I'm in him, and I'm committed. I'm in him like you go into your house and say, I'm in the house for the rest of the day. I'll be home the rest of the day. And you lock the door and you shut yourself in. I'm shut up in Christ. I'm hidden in him. I want it to be that not I you see, but Christ within me is expressed. Christ within me is seen. Christ within me
is what people encounter. When you encounter me, I want you to encounter Christ. I want to decrease so that the light of the Lord shines forth. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. He's a new creature. Every old thing is passed away. Declare with me, in the name of Jesus, every old thing is passed away. The Lord is so good, and he's so gracious and so kind. He says that when we accept Christ, he forgives us of our sins. He says, I will remember them no more. They're off his record books. You know how people are indebted to you and you have it written down somewhere. You owe me this. They owe me this. It's an accounting of who owes me. When Christ, when the Lord opens the books, he sees the finished work of Christ. He sees the blood brought salvation. He sees in big red letters, paid in full. Christ has paid my debt. Christ has paid your debt. It's wonderful. Accept it. Away with beating ourselves up over our failures. Away with beating ourselves up over our missing the mark. Away with it. Christ paid it. My debts are paid. I'm a new creation in him. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things, every old things, we declared it. Every old thing I used to say has been paid in full. Every old thing I used to do has been paid in full. Every old thing I used to look at, laugh at, walk with, talk with, it has been paid in full. Every old mistake, every old accident, every old intentional cruelty, every old wickedness, oh, it's been paid in full. I'm not worthy, but Christ is. He's done it. It wasn't because of me. The Bible tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son while we were yet died for us. We didn't deserve it. We'll never deserve it. But that is how good God is. He reaches out to us right in the sin-sick state we're in. But he loves us with an eternal, everlasting love. And he gives us opportunity. He knocks on the door of our heart that we would receive him, that we would allow him to come in. And I pray, Father, even as this message on new in Christ is going out, that you would quicken hearts to hear it and respond. Yes, Lord, what must I do to be saved? Let somebody hear that they can become new in Christ. Let somebody hear that Christ paid it in full. Let somebody come out of guiltiness. Let somebody come out of shame. Let somebody come out of bondage. Let somebody come out of, I think I did so much, I don't know if he'll forgive me. But he says he forgives us. And though our sins be as scarlet, he washes us white as snow. Have you ever had something so stained that you were saying, I'm going to give it a try. I'm going to use Tide. I'm going to use this stain remover. I'm going to use OxyClean. I'm going to use every old remedy I can think of. And you think, I don't know if it's going to come out, but I'm going to try. But the blood of Jesus works. The blood of Jesus works. The blood of Jesus works every time. The blood of Jesus is a remedy. The blood of Jesus is a solution. The blood of Jesus is always faithful. It always works. All he needs from you is a Y-E-S. Yes. Yes, I submit to you. Yes, I want to be saved. Yes, I want to experience the new life in Christ. Yes, I want forgiveness of my sins. God, change my life, change my mind, change my direction. I repent of my sins. I repent of the direction I'm going. I turn around and make a U-turn and come back to the Father like the prodigal son. I've been eating pig slop too long, but I come back to the Father. I submit myself and become obedient to the will of the Father. I ask you to forgive me of my sins, though they be many, though they be scarlet. God, wash me white as snow today in the name of Jesus. And that is all. We confess. We confess to the Lord. We acknowledge. Just acknowledgement. God, I need you. God, I'm a sinner. God, forgive me. This day I accept. We got to accept. This salvation is a gift. If I give you a gift and you never accept it, I say, I have something for you. I have a gift for you. I see you. I try to give it to you in person. You won't take it. No, no, that's okay. That's okay. We must accept the gift that's been given. We must accept the resurrection gift of Christ. We must accept that he won and he was raised victoriously, that he destroyed death, hell, and the grave, that he redeemed us back to the Father with a paid in full clean slate, that we can come and get it, come and get it, come and get this salvation, come and get this redemption, come and get this new start, come and get this transformed life, come and get this renewed life, come and get it. Christ has it for you. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, brand spanking new creature, never seen before creature, new creation, new mind, new heart, new thoughts, new will submitted to the Father, new direction, new plan, new perspective, new agenda, only the agenda and the will of God, new kingdom agenda, new kingdom mandate, new kingdom mindset. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, this is yours. New strategy, new outlook on life, new love walk, new faithfulness, feet planted in God, turned in the direction that God lead and guide us in, or steps ordered by the Lord. New. God want, got something new for you. Has God got something new for you? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things. And that's why I'm trying to go through all things become new. All things become working altogether for your good also. All things. Think about all the old things that were detrimental, that were destructive, that were non-productive, that were foolish, that were unwise, that had costly consequences. God says all things become new. All things, new opportunities, new open doors, new portals opening, new open heavens. All things become new because of Christ. I want a new life. I want a new life in Christ. I receive it. I was walking today, and prophetically by faith, I begin to step into the new. I begin to declare and say, Father, I receive new for my life. I receive Jeremiah 29:11 for my life. I even turned around while I was walking in a circle. My God, I begin to skip a little. I begin to hop a little. I begin to leap a little. I am embracing a new life in Christ. I encourage you. You feel like I've been stagnant in this place. I've been stuck in this place. Oh, my God. But you're unstuck today. Because therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Behold, all the old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. New hands in the Christ. New eyes in Christ. Eyes that are holy, eyes that are righteous, hands that are holy, hands that are righteous, hands that are yielded to God, new heart. Oh, that's what we need. Let's read Ezekiel 11:19, a new heart. God says, I will give you a new heart. Ezekiel 11:19. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We needed that. We need this scripture. We need this word. Ezekiel 11:19. It reads, and I will give them, you and I today, everyone that accepts Christ, you get this, a new creature with a new heart, the raggedy heart, the unfaithful heart, the lying heart, the deceiving heart, the betraying heart, the cheating heart, the faithless heart. He says in Ezekiel 11:19, and I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony heart out of their flesh and I will give them a heart of flesh. I will give them a soft and pliable heart. I will give them an open heart. I will give them a heart that is open to receiving my word. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation, and all things have become new. All things have become new. Today, I pray in the name of Jesus that you and I are embracing the new creation that we are in Christ, that we are embracing and releasing old things, that we are embracing and reaching for God's plan for our lives, God's new open doors, God's direction, God's ordering our steps, new opportunities. And so I pray today that the broadcast has been a blessing. I pray that you would walk in this. And I pray that if there's anyone listening that has made up their mind, their heart, to accept Christ, is so simple. With the mouth, this confession is made. We went through it. And just pray, Lord Jesus, I come to you. And hearing this scripture, I want to receive transformation, the newness that I can have and obtain through Christ. Forgive me of my sins. Cleanse and wash me. Deliver me from every ungodly stronghold in my life. I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I receive a new life in Christ today. It's that easy. And I pray that many will hear and will accept Christ and receive and be transformed into a new creation. Be transformed and be renewed in your spirit, be renewed in your mind, and embrace all that God has for you forward, that you would no longer look behind, but that you would look forward in expectation, in excitement of the new thing that God is going to do in your life. I just want to say thank you for listening. God bless you. You've been listening to Victory International Praise Ministries. We are at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Come and visit us. If you accepted Christ by listening to the radio broadcast, come by the ministry and let us know. I was listening that day you preached about new, and I accepted and received Jesus Christ. We want to celebrate you and welcome you into the family of God. So I pray that you're blessed today, everybody, that you would walk in victory. And all day long, you would declare new, new, new.
Hello and welcome, everybody. Amen. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you, and pick up your
Praise
copy
the Lord.
Today.
Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today, and if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218 or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you'd like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-514-9679. Our service times is Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m., and we are located at 250 North Babcock in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. We pray we'll see you there. God bless.